animated gold calligraphy creates the symbol of a crown and letters that read Hallmark Media. Titles: Hallmark Media presents various views of a snow-covered small American town. The title appears: Christmas in Notting Hill. In the gym of an elementary school, a teacher, Georgia, does warm-up exercises with kids. The kids do jumping jacks. Caption: a Treehouse Media and Timeless Pictures production. They kick a soccer ball around. They chase Georgia around the gym. Now, at night, an aerial view of London's Houses of Parliament. Next, an aerial view of a stadium, then a soccer game in progress.
AFC Newborn Falls. They're looking more organised here. Savoy. Oh, he takes it down the pitch with such ease. It's lovely to watch. He's got a bit of trouble coming here.
School gymnasium, then soccer field.
Look at that footwork!
And it's no problem for Savoy. Brilliant!
Teach me, teach me. Over to your teacher.
Oh, that's a lovely ball. And an excellent first touch. And it looks like... Is he going to go for it?
Over to you. Take your shot.
Oh, he's created a real chance here. Savoy.
Gymnasium.
Score!
A little girl scores. Soccer field. The player, Graham Savoy, also scores. The crowd goes wild. In the gymnasium, Georgia blows a whistle and claps.
Great game, everybody. Let's go to the mat. That was incredible. Incredible soccer. Hey, Anaya, come sit with us. Let's go.
They sit in a circle.
Okay, everybody, can I let you in on a little secret?
Yeah, sure.
You have to promise to listen very carefully. I talked to Santa. I know, it's a big deal. And he told me that this year he's so swamped that he wants my help getting some of his gifts to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. Now, this next part is very, very important. You can't open these until Christmas morning, okay?
Got it, Miss B.
Okay. Now, can anybody tell me what you're most excited about for Christmas?
Santa.
Rudolph.
Miss B, what about you?
Well, I'm excited because this year I'm going all the way to London, England to visit my little sister for Christmas.
Harry Styles lives there.
Yes, he does. Nice one, Piper. Oh, everybody.
Looks at watch.
It's officially Christmas. Rake, Brinker Bears! Let's go!
The kids run off. In London, a red double-decker bus. In the locker room of Newborn AFC, Graham sits on a bench, his knees wired to an EMG machine as he watches a video on his phone.
Team physio just taking a look at that knee, but when people go down like that, with that much pain, it's really good news.
Spence,
next time I catch you watching this, I'm throwing it in the Thames.
I've been a split second quicker.
Yeah, they'd have missed you and collided into each other, I know. Look, I promised Jill I'd ask you this. Will you please consider going out with a girl from her office?
It's too hard to date when I'm playing, especially when I'm recovering.
Right, well, have you given any more thought to next year? As your manager, I'll need an answer after Christmas. Endorsement deals depend on it for contract renewals.
I don't know what to do, mate. It's not just me. What about the fans, my family, the team? I can't imagine not playing, but I also know I can't play forever.
Word of advice? From your friend? You're the only one who can decide when you're done.
I do want to win the Champions League with Newborn. And I can come back from this.
Well, you're not 25 anymore, mate. It's not going to be as easy this time. At some point, all this is going to go away and you need to be okay. Your family needs to know you're going to be okay. I get a call from Lynn every other day asking for updates.
I told my mum to stop doing that.
Look, Jill and I are taking the kids to visit the folks in Birmingham. I suggest you do the same.
I don't think Jill would appreciate that.
Rest. Enjoy Christmas with your family for once and really think about what you're asking of yourself. Then you can tell me your decision. Right? Merry Christmas, mate.
He exits.
Happy Christmas.
Graham gazes off. The London skyline. A passenger jet lands in the foreground. On a street in Notting Hill, George's sister, Lizzie, waves and grins as a London taxicab pulls up. She steps forward and opens the door. Georgia climbs out. They hug.
Oh, I can't believe you're finally here.
I can't believe you live in a flat and take the tube and say things like Lori and Liv.
Your baby sister is all grown up.
I can see that.
Is that all you want?
Well, why overpack when I can raid your cool London closet?
Not happening.
It's absolutely happening.
You brought the peanut butter, right?
Yes, ma'am. 2 jars.
Good. It tastes different over here. We need ours and Mom's cookies will be perfect. What about Mom's stocking?
Dad's bringing it.
We should remind him. You're reliable, but Dad, on the other hand...
I will text him right now.
Text. Dad, please don't forget Mom's stocking. A thumbs up reply.
Stocking's on the way.
Perfect. Thank you. Oh, you'll never guess what showed up as a memory on my phone yesterday.
What?
Merry Christmas! Oh, yeah. Remember? Our dance was incredible.
Yeah, because you forced me to practice it until it was perfect.
It was worth it. I mean, we did win Best Sibling Dance Duo at the Christmas Talent Show that year.
I'm pretty sure that's only because Mom volunteered to head the Easter Egg Hunt Committee an hour before they announced the winners.
Wait, is that true?
Oh. Yeah, sweetie.
In a pub, Graham enters wearing sunglasses. He sits at the bar beside a man in a suit.
Hey, hey. It's good to see you.
Bartender.
On the house. Happy Christmas. It's good to see you, young man.
Thanks, Mary. You too.
Boys are no good without you. Mary. I'm coming.
Cheers. Cheers.
They sip beer.
So, thanks for the call. You've been a bit elusive lately. How are things? How's the knee?
It's great, actually. I'm starting against Tottenham next week.
Oh. I wish you were.
Me too. Does it work good, then?
Yeah. Investment banking has its perks. I rarely get body slammed, and I can dine without strangers taking my picture.
Must be nice.
Come on, you love your life. You're literally living the dream.
Look at you. You have a job that doesn't consume everything you do, a woman you adore, and if you have a bad hair day, nobody cares.
I care.
You don't have to wonder if people in your life are genuine, if they want something from you. Women are only interested in me because I'm the captain of Newborn. They don't care who I really am. I'm just having a day. Enough of my pity party. Tell me something good about you.
Okay. But you have to promise not to tell anybody. I'm going to propose at...
Graham spits beer.
Christmas.
That's a big step.
Yeah. You ready for that? Look, I know you're not exactly around all that often, but I'm telling you because I've never been more sure of anything in my entire life.
Wow. My little brother's getting married.
I don't need your approval, but you know, I would like your support.
She's a great girl. If you're confident now is the right time, that's all that matters. And I'm here for you. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'll get my best man speech ready, shall I?
At night, Lizzie's flat adorned with fairy lights.
So cute in here.
It's a little messy, but cute.
In one corner, a tree.
What's with a sad, empty tree?
Oh, I was waiting for you. Every year for my entire life, we've decorated the tree together. It's tradition. Also, I don't have any ornaments.
Right. Are you sure Henry's okay staying at his parents' while I'm here?
Oh, it was his idea. He said he wanted us to have our sister bonding time. Look, my Christmas Pinterest board.
Tablet.
Wow, you are really going for it.
Yeah, I have to. It's necessary for my to-do list, which I just sent to you along with our itinerary. I've been working so much, I'm a little behind. Well, a lot behind.
Well, good thing I'm here to help.
Oh, yes, thank you. You are going to love the Carters. You'll meet them at brunch. I just want everything to go well and everyone to get along.
Oh, it will. We will. Wrapping paper, ribbon, tape. Wait, what are Christmas crackers? Are those like crackers with Santa's face on them?
I don't actually know. I was just told to get them. Henry's mom said they're a must-have for a traditional English Christmas.
Then we must get them.
Mm-hmm. I figure in the morning we'll head to the market so you can see all the shops. Then we can tag team the list.
Sounds like a plan. Missed you.
I missed you too.
In the daytime, various London streets lined with terraced houses. Georgia and Lizzie walk around a corner, Georgia beaming.
So beautiful.
I know.
I have news. Remember how I told you that I applied to the University of Indiana? Well, I finally heard back from them, and I got into their occupational therapy program with a scholarship.
Oh, stop it, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet Dad's buzzing. I'm so proud of you.
Actually, I haven't told him yet.
Why not? I thought Indiana was your first choice.
For my master's programs, it is. I need to make sure that that's still what I want. And Dad would be crushed if he knew that I got in and I wasn't going.
Well, why wouldn't you go?
Well, a few weeks ago, my principal nominated me for this other program called Study Abroad, and it's kind of a big deal. She can only nominate one person a year, and I'm waiting to hear if I got accepted.
But what about your scholarship?
Well, if I got into Study Abroad, I would literally be paid to travel the world and teach special education.
Isn't that what you do now?
Except for the traveling the world part.
That does sound really cool. But we both know you're going to wind up in Indiana. You always make the reliable and responsible choice.
I haven't always had the choice not to.
The entrance to Notting Hill Gate subway station. Then, on Portobello Road, a Christmas market. Beside a stall selling Graham Savoy merchandise, a woman wearing a blue beret stands with a customer holding a Christmas sweater.
Graham Savoy fan, are we?
Yeah, he's like my favorite player.
Mine too. Can you keep a secret? He's my eldest.
No way.
Oh, way. I'll tell you what. You get that jumper, and I'll throw in a newborn Santa hat as a gift.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure, my dear. My stall, my rules.
That's awesome. But wait a minute. How do I know that you're actually his mom?
Please don't do it. Please.
Graham!
Georgia and Lizzie.
How's work going, by the way?
You museum curator yet? Not even close.
Well, everything takes time. And look at what you have accomplished. You work at the Museum of Britain. It's what you moved to London for in the first place.
Yeah, I know, it's true. I'm learning so much, and don't get me wrong, my boss, Marnie, asks a lot of me, but in a good way. She wants me to succeed, and she trusts me to.
Well, don't let this go to your head, but I'm very proud of you.
Really? Thanks, Sissy.
Georgia models a Christmas tree hat, Lizzie a Santa hat.
This would look better on you.
Graham approaches the fan.
Hiya.
Oh, you're like my actual hero.
Oh, that's so nice, thank you.
Let's take a photo. Here, give me your phone. Come on, I'll do it. All right, now, big smiles, lovely. Oh, my dear. Oh, you're going to love it. Now, don't forget, tag Lynn's Christmas shop when you post.
Mum, happy Christmas.
Thank you so, so much. Merry Christmas. This is like the best day of my life.
Millie gazes at the photo of her and Graham as she walks away. Her screen reads, "Just met Graham Savoy." Graham rolls his eyes at his mom.
If we want any hope of carrying out our tradition, we have to get you some ornaments. Pretty.
It's my boss.
Hi, Marnie. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I'll be there as soon as I can.
I have to head into work. I'm sorry.
Aren't you supposed to be off this week?
Marnie uses that phrase liberally.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
Thank you, but no. Why don't you go and explore, and I'll meet you back at the flat in a few hours?
Of course. Go, I'll see you soon.
Georgia gazes at a London-themed snow globe tree ornament.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It reminds me of one that my mom used to have. We lost it in a move years ago, and I never thought I'd see one like it again.
This artist had a very unique style. Only made a handful of them. It's yours, if you like.
Georgia smiles at the shopkeeper.
Thank you. Love it.
Graham's mom beams as a crowd now surrounds her stall posing for pictures with Graham.
Hello, Captain. better every day. Thanks, everyone. Go Newport!
He turns away from the crowd, his smile fading. Sunglasses pulled down, Graham walks away with speed. He puffs out his cheeks as he looks furtively over one shoulder, then collides with Georgia, spilling her coffee.
Oh! Oh! Watch where you're going!
You bumped into me! Oh, no!
Shattered ornament.
Forgive me. Let me buy you another, please.
Unfortunately, you can't. It's just...
He gazes at her.
It was the last one. Oh, gosh, I'm a mess.
Can I at least help you get cleaned up? Offer you a towel or something? I live nearby. Well, my parents do.
How far away exactly?
5-minute walk. I swear I don't bite, and I'm genuinely very sorry for the spill.
Sure.
Street. They walk.
I'm Georgia, by the way. Usually this is the part where you respond with your name.
That's funny.
What's funny?
You're serious?
What, do you want me to guess?
I'm Graham.
Like the cracker.
Like the cracker. So, what brings you to Notting Hill?
Celebrating Christmas with my little sister. We haven't missed one together since we were kids.
Here we are.
They walk up a gravel driveway to a large home. Inside, Georgia gapes at a large, tastefully decorated hallway. Graham sees a framed soccer photo of himself and quickly lays it flat.
Right this way.
Oh. Kitchen. Graham hands Georgia a cloth.
So what happened to your leg?
My leg.
Oh, I noticed you limping back there.
I tore my ACL playing football. Or, as you Americans incorrectly like to say, soccer.
You play?
Not at the moment.
Well, I tore my ACL playing soccer back in high school.
You play?
No, not anymore. I miss it, though. You know, I used to dream about having a jersey with my name on it. Oh, well.
Perhaps you and I should play sometime. Football, that is.
I wish. The itinerary my sister gave me pretty much has me booked through the new year.
Right.
Also, your knee.
Right.
A text from Spencer. En route for your physio appointment, right? Graham sends a thumbs up.
I forgot. I have an appointment.
And I should probably...
Right.
Yeah.
Georgia exits the house. She turns back and flashes a smile.
Bye.
She turns to walk away, and Graham closes the door. Georgia halts, in deep thought. She turns to knock on the door, then stops herself with a shake of the head. Inside, Graham smiles to himself.
Just do it.
He approaches the door and opens it wide. Georgia is gone. In her flat, Lizzie stands before a mirror, applying lip gloss.
We have to leave for brunch in 2 minutes.
I'm ready. Hey, don't be nervous.
At Battersea Power Station Mall, an event center, Georgia and Lizzie arrive at a restaurant.
Hello.
Lizzie.
Oh, hey, babe. Georgia, this is my boyfriend, Henry.
So nice to finally meet you.
It's Graham's brother.
Hi, I'm Georgia. This is everyone. Everyone, this is Georgia.
Hello, Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
This is my mum and dad, Lynn and Archie Carter.
Pleased to meet you.
Welcome.
It's my aunt Serena and baby cousin Ella.
I'm 10.
My apologies.
Sit beside me, Lizzie. Yeah.
And this is Howard, the actor of the family.
I love your necklace.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me. It's so nice to finally meet you.
It's our pleasure. Now, Lizzie tells me this is your first visit to London.
Guilty.
Well, Christmas is a spectacular time to be here. There's so much to do and to see.
Do you like football?
We'll have to see if we can get you to a game.
Although our favourite team is rather lacking at the moment. Yeah. We'll be missing our star striker.
Where is your brother?
He should be here. I'll text him.
So, Georgia, tell us all about yourself. Favorite hobbies? Favorite Christmas traditions?
Henry sends a text to Graham. Are you coming to brunch?
What? What? She's Lizzie's sister. I want to get to know her, and so should you.
So, are you single?
Very, very. And my hobbies are pretty slim at the moment. I could work on that, but teaching's my life.
Yeah, clever girl.
Text from Graham.
Career
at rehab. Sorry, I forgot.
Per usual, he's... not coming.
Ha! Hi up.
What? Wait.
Text. I'll make it up to you. Henry texts back. Fine. Meet me tomorrow. Brereton's Jewelry, 11 a.m.
I can. Thank you.
Oh, unbelievable.
Do you remember when I bet Henry?
And you bet me.
But it worked.
Thankfully, yes. Oh, I embarrassed myself so badly that day.
So did I.
I'm sure Lizzie's told you. But I was the former Egyptian antiquities curator at the museum. And when Lizzie was interning, I thought it might be fun to set these two up.
He bet both of us to talk to the other, but he left out the fact that he knew who each of us were. Archie also recommended me for my current job, so I basically have him to thank for everything.
So now I'm retired. I live vicariously through our Lizzie.
Archie hugs Lizzie, and she lays her head on his shoulder. Georgia smiles awkwardly. Later, street.
Henry's family seems to love you. I didn't realize how close you were. How come I don't know more about them?
You know about them.
Well, not like they know about you.
You will. Trust me, you'll love them by the end of the trip.
Video call.
Hey, honey. Hey, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it over with your sister, but work's been nuts.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hey, good. You're both there.
I got a very important question for you guys. Just hold on.
He disappears from view.
Dad?
Then reappears holding up two Hawaiian shirts.
I thought we said no Hawaiian shirts this year.
Did we? I don't remember. So, which should I choose?
Neither.
Okay, I'll bring both. And your mom's stocking. Okay? I love you. Can't wait to see you girls.
Later, back at Lizzie's flat.
You think Dad will like him?
Since when do you care if Dad likes one of your boyfriends?
I've always cared.
I don't seem to recall you caring when he highly disapproved of Tristan. Or Jess. Or Dean.
Okay. Point taken. I don't know. This one, he's different.
I haven't seen you this smitten since you were 15 and in love with Ryan Reynolds.
I swore I was going to marry him someday.
It's too bad that Blake beat you to the punch.
Later, they decorate the tree.
You know how Dad described seeing Mom for the first time?
The Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Bloomington their freshman year?
The canopy of Christmas lights illuminated her like a halo.
And he knew she was the one.
It feels like that with Henry. I'd do anything to ask Mom what that moment was like for her. You're lucky.
How do you figure?
You got more time with her.
They look toward a speaker.
Did you do that?
You?
No.
Oh, we have to.
Ooh, the David Archuleta version. Okay, microphone.
Georgia wears a tinsel garland around her neck. They both hold upside-down Christmas candle holders like microphones as they dance. In sync, they dance side by side, back and forth, swinging their hips. They both spin, then wave one arm high above their heads. They switch places, then switch back again. Lizzie drops to one knee as they strike a pose and point ahead. Herods illuminated with Christmas lights, then angel lights strung across a street. In the daytime, inside Brereton's jewelry store, Henry gazes into a display case.
Where's Lizzie today?
Shopping and sightseeing with her sister. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. How about this one?
It's all right.
So, how are you doing? Did Mum ask you to check on me?
Excuse me? She said you've been in a bit of a mood. For what's worth, I think you can be. We've got some big decisions to make. We don't have to talk about it, but it's me.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll know when the timing was right.
Thank you. I hope you're right.
I usually am.
Henry studies a ring and nods.
That's it. That's the one.
Lizzie's flat.
Have you seen my badge? I'm so sorry, but I have to go into work again.
I saw it on the coat rack.
Aw, you're the best. Also, I need a favor. We're running out of time and there's still a few things to pick up from the to-do list. Would you mind getting the Christmas crackers and whatever else is left?
Yeah, no, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Thank you. I won't be too long. Also, don't forget, we have the panto this afternoon. Bye.
Georgia frowns.
The what?
Jewelry store.
Thanks for this, Graham. Do you mind keeping this safe?
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it,
I'm sure.
Gotta go.
No worries.
Henry walks away. Graham answers cell phone.
Right, Spencer. You're lucky it's Christmas and people are cheerful. Rearrange your Guardian interview to 1:30. Graham, glad you're spending time with family.
Graham halts, as across the street, in the window of a cafe, he sees Georgia. In the cafe, Georgia smiles as she looks at her phone, which shows a website for Said Abroad. Graham enters the cafe, his eyes locked on Georgia. He approaches her table.
Excuse me, Georgia, right?
Yes. Graham, like the cracker. Hi.
Pretty busy right now. I could, buy you another cup of hot chocolate.
You're still trying to make up for that ornament?
You caught me.
Well, thank you so much for the offer, but I was just about to head out. Oh, no, not like that. Please. Please, take a seat. I have firm instructions to pick up these special British crackers with Santa's face on them for my sister.
Christmas crackers?
Yes.
I almost hate to break it to you, but Christmas crackers are not crackers with Santa's face on. They're party poppers.
Party poppers?
It's a noisy explosive tube filled with a tissue paper hat, small toy, and a bad joke. It's a Christmas staple in the UK.
Do you know where I can get said party poppers?
I know just the place. Come on.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I'm heading that way anyway. Oh.
Graham holds open the door for Georgia and they exit. Graham unaware that he is left behind the bag from Brereton Jewelers. Outside, a barista dressed like an elf hurries after them.
Excuse me? I believe it's yours.
Thank you. I don't know what I would have done if I had lost this. Thank you, seriously. Happy Christmas.
The barista beams and scurries away.
The way the girls look at you, it's like you put them in some sort of trance. And it was not just the barista. Other people were staring, too.
I just have that effect on people.
He walks away.
Oh.
She hurries after him.
So, who's the jewelry for? Your girlfriend?
No. Hmm. It's actually for my brother to give to his soon-to-be fiancé.
Plot twist.
Which I now realize I wasn't supposed to tell anyone, so maybe just keep that to yourself.
Who am I gonna tell? I don't know your brother or his girlfriend.
Park.
Go Newborn!
What does Go Newborn mean?
It's a football chant. The morale around here is very community-driven. So, what do you do back home?
I'm a special education teacher.
What's that like?
Humbling, stimulating, all-consuming. I love it, and I adore my kids. My mom's also a teacher, so I'm following in her footsteps, carrying on the tradition.
Sounds fulfilling.
It is. Can I ask you a question?
Is it a trick question?
No. I'm just curious, since you're more or less a complete stranger. Given the opportunity to do something great but predictable,
or risky, but potentially life-changing, what would you do?
You sure this isn't a trick question?
I don't know why I asked you that. I'm sorry. I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life, and I'm trying to figure out what to do next. I've just always done what's expected of me, and I don't know if that's because it's what I actually want to do or if I'm just scared to do anything else. And that probably makes no sense to you.
No. It actually makes a lot of sense. I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life, too.
I think some random dude is following us.
I'll take care of it.
Graham approaches a photographer.
You need to leave?
Yeah, no worries, mate.
The photographer walks away.
He won't bother us again.
Two young kids in soccer uniforms gape. Now, at a food cart.
Thank you.
They each buy a large cookie.
So, any other siblings?
Just my younger brother.
Oh, so we're both the older and wiser ones.
I don't know about that. My brother seems to have it all figured out, whereas I don't.
Sounds like my sister and I. So what do you do for work? Oh, excuse me. One second. Hi, you okay?
I'm still stuck at work, so Henry's going to pick you up for the pantomime. It's a British tradition, you'll love it.
Okay, sounds good, I'll see you then.
Passerby.
I love you, Graham Savoy.
Who are you?
Graham gives her a sheepish look, then points across the park. A double-decker bus emblazoned with an ad featuring him in his soccer gear.
Georgia, wait.
I don't get it. Why did you lie to me?
Technically, I didn't lie to you. I just omitted my career. I didn't tell you who I was because everybody always knows who I am. You didn't seem to know, and I wanted to see what that felt like. I never get to be just Graham. I always have to be Graham Savoy. It's exhausting having to be on all the time, especially now since my knee hates me, and I'm dealing with that pressure. You have no idea what it's like to have people wanting things from you all the time.
Everyone has pressure and issues. Yours might be under a bigger microscope, but you're not the only person who feels like they have to put up a wall to protect themselves.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
A football rolls up. Graham picks it up and hands it to a wide-eyed little girl.
Keep up the good work.
Can you sign my beach, please?
Sure thing. What's your name, sweetheart?
Leah.
I'm Leah Williamson.
Captain of the Lionesses.
That's right.
He autographs her boot.
Happy Christmas, Leah.
Leah's father.
Mrs. Savoy, thank you so much, and happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas.
I have to go. Thank you for your help. And it was nice meeting you.
Likewise. Good luck with everything.
You too. Goodbye, Graham.
Goodbye, Georgia.
Georgia walks away. Graham watches her go, then turns and heads away in the opposite direction. Next, a view of the Houses of Parliament. Then, on a street, Georgia walks with Henry.
So, this pantomime we're going to is a Carter family tradition?
Yeah. It's this show that families attend at Christmas, but this year's a bit more special. My cousin Howard, you met him at brunch. He's making his debut as the Dane.
The Dane?
Oh, right. It's... Imagine if the Rocky Horror Picture Show had a baby with a Disney movie and half the cast was dressed in drag.
Fantastic.
That's brilliant. It's a total blast.
I can't wait.
So did Lizzie tell you we were picking Secret Santa after the show?
She didn't.
My advice is get in and get out. Mum takes it way too seriously. And redraw if you pull Aunt Serena. Just trust me.
Duly noted. So you and my sister are pretty serious?
What? Yeah, I'd say so. Why, did she say something?
Relax, Henry. Nothing to worry about. So tell me, what's your deepest, darkest secret?
You're joking. Well, For the record, I'm terrified of marshmallows. They look too much like the Mitchell and me.
Really? Oh, you're joking. Touché. Yeah.
Outside a theater, Lizzie runs up.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late.
Here they are.
Hey. Family hugs. Then, inside a small theater, the audience takes their seats for the pantomime Christmas Gone Crackers. The lights dim. Lizzie. Cousin Howard in full drag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show!
Various views of the audience reacting. Graham enters the rear of the theater and sits in the back row. Later, a ghost creeps up behind Cousin Howard. The ghost scares Howard, then trots across the stage holding a clap-clap card. The audience laughs and applauds. Next, the cast takes a bow. Georgia cups her hands around her mouth and hollers in appreciation. Cousin Howard blows kisses. The cast takes an encore bow. Next, in the theater lobby, Henry fetches Graham.
You are absolutely incredible, bravo.
I just need to borrow him.
Hey, Georgia,
let me introduce you to my brother, Graham. This is Lizzie's sister, Georgia.
They stare at one another. Henry's eyes shift between them.
Georgia, was it?
Yes, Georgia is my name.
Okay.
So glad you're finally meeting. Great to see you, Graham.
You too, Lizzie.
Archie with phone.
Can you help me out? I'm trying to flip the camera, but it just won't work.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to. You both love soccer.
Football.
Take that up with her. Come on.
Lizzie, Henry, and Archie exit.
Out of all the professional soccer players in this country, you had to be Henry's brother?
Technically, he's my half-brother. Same mum, different dad.
I'm familiar with the concept.
Secret Santa, my dears.
Oh.
They reach into a top hat. Georgia draws Aunt Serena, but switches it out.
Archie, what are you doing? You know you have vertigo.
We're making a TikTok.
Wait. Your brother is my sister's boyfriend, which means he's gonna propose.
Shh.
We're all headed to the pub. Are you good? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, guys. Okay.
The family exits the theater. Georgia with Graham.
Well, this isn't awkward at all.
No. Not at all.
So your brother and my sister?
Apparently.
Well, at least we can bond over the fact that our significantly younger siblings are going to get married before we do.
Yeah.
Not me and you. You know, me as an individual and you as an individual.
Right. Thanks for clarifying. In all seriousness, though, I do like Lizzie for Henry. They're really great together. I've honestly never seen two people more compatible.
Really?
It's hard to explain. The more time you spend with them, the more it makes sense.
Later, in the pub, Lynn holds the Secret Santa top hat.
You don't get one now, you don't get one.
How come you didn't tell me who Henry's brother is?
What do you mean I did?
You said that he played football professionally. You didn't say he was, like, famous.
I don't know. I guess I don't see him that way. To me, he's always been Henry's older brother who comes around every so often and is always really nice to me. Did Henry happen to mention anything to you about proposing?
Oh, no, no.
I feel like he's going to propose, but I don't know. What do you think?
Georgia shakes her head and looks away.
Dots, who's about his next round?
Georgia stares at Graham.
Georgia, are you sure you're ready for that?
Yes.
Well, it's a huge, lifelong decision, and
You're very young. This is your first serious relationship. There's no reason to rush it.
I love him.
Why didn't you tell me how serious you and Henry are? Across the pub, Henry and Graham play darts. Henry shoots 3 bullseyes.
I figured by inviting you to spend Christmas with his family, you'd get the hint. Why aren't you being supportive?
I'm being practical. Graham's dart bounces off the board.
You think you better have footy than you are darts.
How long have you been dating? 8 months?
I don't need your judgment. I'm ready. If you can't see that, then maybe you don't know me as well as I thought you did.
Maybe I don't. Georgia moves to leave and accidentally knocks over a bar stool. Everyone stares. She rights the stool and, fighting back tears, hurries out.
I'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Graham exits.
Are you all right?
Henry consoles Lizzie. Outside the pub, a teary Georgia stares off. Graham emerges from the pub.
You all right?
Yeah, I just needed some fresh air.
Tell you what, I need some fresh air too. Come sit with me.
In the pub, Henry and Lizzie.
It's true. We really don't know each other like we used to, and it's entirely my fault.
Hey, how can you say that?
Because I'm the one who moved halfway across the world.
Hey.
Outside.
It's just complicated between us. After my mom passed away, I helped my dad raise her. I even went to community college so I could stay close by and help her through high school. I know I'm overprotective, but it just feels like it's my duty to take care of her.
We lost my dad when I was a boy. It's life-changing. Something's ingrained in us to keep the memory alive, however we can, to follow in their footsteps, take care of their people. I'm sorry about your mom.
I'm sorry about your dad. How old were you?
10. It's a long time ago, but it still hurts.
You know how you feel.
I just didn't realize how much I missed of her life and how much she missed of mine.
I get it.
You do?
I can't remember the last time I spent longer than a couple of hours at Christmas with my family. I'm usually traveling or training or prepping for a match on Boxing Day. Only reason I'm even able to be here tonight is because I am injured. Even now, I still have to be at rehab, do extra media.
Yeah, but you live in the same city.
My point is, just because we don't see the people we love as often as we like, it doesn't mean we love them any less.
They gaze at one another.
I should, probably go find Lizzie.
Yeah, it's, probably best.
Georgia nods, and they stand up from where they were sitting on the curb. Graham stares at her, then suddenly gives her a hug. Cousin Howard exits the pub. They quickly break from their embrace.
I didn't see anything.
He hurries back inside. In the daytime, a row of bright white terraced houses. Then, inside Lizzie's flat, Georgia puts a pillow into a case. Lizzie, with a duvet cover.
That's inside out.
I know how to put on a duvet cover.
Okay, but it's inside out.
They both check their phones.
Dad's landing in an hour.
Why don't I just go meet him, since you've not had breakfast yet?
Okay. But whatever this is between us,
We should figure it out.
Later, Georgia watches an interview with Graham.
My mates and I just started a non-profit footy club for underprivileged kids in the area. And since I'll be here, I'll be able to be a bit more hands-on, which I'm excited about. We really wanted to provide that.
Michael enters. She closes her laptop.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Just put the presents in the living room, Dad.
I think I might have overdone it. Can you help?
Oh, Dad! Rodden, it's so good to see you.
Oh, hello, honey.
Welcome to my flat. Let me show you to your room.
Okay.
Georgia picks up a random gift and, holding it to her ear, gives it a little shake. Bedroom. Lizzie wheels in a suitcase.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait to show you everything and for you to meet Henry and the Carters. Also, I thought maybe I could swing you by the museum so you can see where I work.
I would love nothing more, my little lizard. I am so proud of you for following your dreams. Who would have thought? My kid working in the Museum of Britain.
I know, it's crazy, right?
I brag about you all the time. I wish your mom could be here to see all this.
Yeah, me too.
Should we go and put her stocking up?
Later, in the living room, Michael puts his arms around Georgia and Lizzie.
Oh, both my girls together. I miss this. Oh. Oh, you know, I just have to lie down.
No, Dad, you have to stay awake. It's too early.
I don't know what time it is, and I don't care.
Well, just in case you don't reappear again today, tomorrow morning, Henry's mom, Lynn, has invited us to a traditional Christmas bake.
Okay. Why don't you guys go, and then when you come back, I will be rested and ready for sightseeing. Good night, girls.
He blows them a kiss and exits. Later, Georgia and Lizzie sit across from one another on either side of the living room.
So,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just feel like I've missed so much of your life since you moved, and it took me by surprise. We used to be so close.
We still are, aren't we?
Well, I had no idea how close you were to Henry's family. And when I heard that you were ready to get married, I panicked. How can I not know that my baby sister is ready to get married?
Well, to be fair, I didn't exactly give you a heads up.
Why?
I was worried what you'd think. You're my favorite person in the world. You practically raised me, and I trust you and valued your opinions more than anybody. I was scared. I thought you'd be more likely to approve if you saw us together first.
The only thing I care about is that you're happy, and that he treats you well, and that he knows that I'm your favorite person in the world.
Hey.
Lizzie flings a pillow, then sits beside her.
Well, I don't even know if he's going to propose this year anyway. One second, I have no doubt that he's going to, and then the next, I feel like there's no way. I don't know. Maybe he's not ready. Maybe I'm not.
Don't overthink it. Come here.
They embrace.
I am sorry for being distant, literally and metaphorically.
There's no need to apologize for living your best life. I'm happy for you. We're just gonna have to work a little harder on staying in touch. That's all.
Especially if you're going to be traveling the globe.
That's TBD.
I think you should do it. I added something to your pros list. I saw it on the chair.
Georgia reads.
Once in a lifetime experience.
Indiana will always be there for you. And if there's anybody who deserves a once in a lifetime opportunity, it's you.
So if I get in, and that's a big if, you think I should do it?
Yeah.
They shove pillows at one another. In the daytime, at the football club rehab facility, Graham does chin-ups. The team doctor enters.
Morning. How are we doing today, Graham?
Well?
He sits on an examination table.
I'd be a lot better if I was out playing with the team.
You're definitely healing slower than last time, which is to be expected.
I would have liked to see you a little further on in your recovery by now.
When do you think I can be back?
Ow! When that stops bothering you.
Give it to me straight.
At least 8 more months.
August? No. That's already the start of next season.
I can't clear you unless it's safe for you to play, Graham. Look, I'm not saying it won't be earlier. It's just what my gut is telling me.
She takes out red and green athletic tape.
Going for the festive tape?
Well, if not now, when? Look, take a beat and enjoy your holiday. Perhaps it'll give you some clarity.
Thank you, Dr. Parker.
She begins rapping his knee. Lynn's kitchen.
Now, go ahead and crack those eggs. Oh, no, just the yolks, dear. That's what makes the custard so nice and thick. And Georgia, why don't you go and melt us some butter?
Ah. I have baked before, I swear.
Let me help you. Now, the trick is you want to start with cold eggs.
Okay.
It helps with the separation. And then you crack it carefully and just filter out the egg whites, like so.
So clever.
And then pop the yolk into a bowl. Oh, fetch me an empty bowl, please. Thank you. Voila. Now, why don't you have a go?
Okay.
Lizzie cracks an egg. Behind them, at a stove, Georgia looks back and watches them with a smile.
Yes?
Like that?
Yes. Perfect.
Later, Lynn samples custard.
Delicious. And there you have it. Traditional Christmas trifle and mincemeat pies. Oh, I almost forgot.
A silver coin?
Mm-hmm. It's said that whoever finds the silver coin in their piece of Christmas pudding will have good luck and wealth for the forthcoming year.
I like that tradition.
Apparently it dates back to the 13th century. Ooh. How's your father adjusting to the time difference?
He's still sleeping.
Oh, well, good. A proper sleep is just what he needs. Oh, this is so much fun. Now, don't tell the boys, but I've always wanted girls.
Georgia takes out her phone. Her eyes widen.
I got in to stay abroad. I guess I have a decision to make.
Oh,
well done.
Well done.
Atop a sightseeing double-decker bus, Michael brings Union Jack tourist hats.
Early Christmas present, girls.
Oh, Dad, you didn't leave any for the other tourists.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
Sightseeing. They pose in front of the London Eye. Big Ben. Then, on a street, Michael runs to a red phone booth.
I've always wanted to do this. Come on, girl, keep up.
Okay.
He steps inside.
Now make sure you get my good side.
A statue.
What is that? Is it a circus ride?
Beside the Thames River, they do a silly synchronized walk.
We can have afternoon tea.
Lion statues at Trafalgar Square. They wave from the bus. Carter home.
Choo-choo!
A toy train circles a Christmas tree. Graham.
Hi, I'm here. What's the emergency?
Well, you told me to get him here.
Your mother just wants a word.
Kitchen. Lynn pours tea.
How was your appointment with Dr. Parker this morning?
How did you... Spencer. You must stop calling him.
But you haven't been communicative. What did she say?
Nothing new.
Have you given any more thought to what you're going to do? I'm worried about you. Your career has been truly exceptional, and we're so proud of you, you know that. But your personal life has struggled. But you've given up so much life to be the footballer you are. Maybe it's not such a bad idea to figure out what your next chapter looks like.
Maybe.
We just want you to be happy. Your father would, too.
I feel him when I play. It's like he's there with me, in the stands, cheering me on the field. I'm worried that when I stop playing, I will lose my connection to him. Football, and Newborn specifically, is the one thing we've always had, even after he was gone.
On the field or off, he'll always be with you. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
A framed photo.
I believe it was Christmas Eve. It was absolutely freezing, and I couldn't get you or your father to come inside. Five more minutes.
It was never 5 minutes.
It was not.
I would do anything to have 5 more minutes with him.
I know, sweetheart. Oh, me too. Time for happiness is now. Don't wait. Oh, come on and give your old mother a hug.
They embrace. Next, at Lizzie's flat.
Are you sure you don't want to come with?
No, you guys go. Bond. Enjoy your first date with Henry and your father. Dad, Don't be too hard on him.
No promises.
Okay, well, enjoy your first date with the spiciest chicken in all of London.
Fine.
They exit. Georgia plays a video on a laptop and picks up a spicy chicken wing from a takeout box. Later, Georgia gulps back a glass of water.
I deserve a medal for that. Hello?
Oh, hi, Georgia. It's Graham. Henry gave me your number. Any chance that you're available for a mini-adventure? I'd like to show you something.
Graham covers George's eyes with one hand.
This is my favorite place in the world. No peeking.
He walks her forward, then removes his hand to reveal Newborn AFC Soccer Stadium.
No way. I can't believe you play here.
Sometimes I can't either.
You must have worked so hard for all of this.
You have no idea.
Tell me more.
Turn pro at 16, but it's not always as glamorous as it seems. I know I'm closer to the end of my career than the beginning, but I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. And pressure to come back is excruciating. For myself, fans, my dad. It was his dream for me to win the Champions League with Newborn. When he died, his dream became mine.
What do you want?
I don't want to retire. I do want to go out on my own terms.
It'd be a shame. I've never even seen you play. I don't even know if you're good.
I'm good.
You can't be afraid of who you'll be if you don't come back. But you also can't be afraid of who you'll be if you do.
So you're gonna show me your moves?
For real?
For real.
Okay. Have you got a ball?
Graham stands in goal. Georgia throws a ball in the air, then places it at her feet. Georgia takes several steps back. Graham stances up. Georgia kicks the ball, and it sails by him.
Georgia! Georgia! Georgia!
They shake hands.
Good game.
Smiling and gazing at one another, they step closer. Graham brushes a lock of Georgia's hair aside, then slowly pulls her into a kiss. quietly break from the kiss and look up at the sky, smiling as snowflakes begin to drift down. Harrod's department store illuminated in Christmas lights. At Lizzie's flat, Michael sits reading a magazine. Georgia enters.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, nice night.
Mm-hmm. Did you more or less behave yourself at dinner?
With great strength comes great reward, my firstborn. She seems happy. Hey, we should find you a nice boy. Maybe you'll meet a boy at IU during your OT program.
Or maybe not.
You sworn off dating?
I just meant I may not be at Indiana next year.
What?
He puts aside the magazine and joins her on a couch.
Did you not get in? I can make a call.
No, I did, which is fantastic, obviously. But I also got into another program. It's called SED Abroad, and I would be a traveling special education teacher. I get to work with kids from all over the world. Dad, you're not saying anything.
That sounds phenomenal.
You're not disappointed?
No, honey. I want you to be happy. And if this SED Abroad opportunity is going to make you happy, then you have to go. The world is your oyster, as they say. Now, I don't know who they are, but it's true.
The next day, in her kitchen, Lizzie removes cookies from a baking tray. Georgia spreads peanut butter on another batch of cookies. Michael grabs a cookie.
Dad, not yet.
Oh, hot.
She warned you.
Oh.
He swigs back a mug.
You know, baking peanut butter Christmas cookies on the morning of Christmas Eve was always your mom's favorite.
We'd beg for a breakfast cookie. She'd say no in front of you, then give us one when you left the room.
I wish she was here.
She would be so proud of both of you. I know I am.
Oh, Dad.
Lizzie gives him a hug.
Okay, I need to go and run these to Henry's parents' house. Dad, why don't you go and change before we head to the pub?
I don't need to change.
I thought we said no Hawaiian shirt this year.
Did we? I don't remember. I thought you said, don't forget your Hawaiian shirt.
The pub.
Oh, mackerel. This is amazing.
Oh, happy Christmas Eve. So nice to finally meet you, Mr. Bright.
Michael, please.
This is my husband, Archie.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
Let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you. Wow, dashing.
Thank you.
I love it. Where can I get one?
Hawaii.
Ah, what would you like to drink?
I'll come with you.
Care to join Henry?
I'm all right.
Oh, come on, Henry.
If you say so, sir, Mr. Bright.
We'll hold down the fort.
Georgia looks around.
So, where's Graham today?
Oh, he said he'd meet up with us later.
Cool.
Oh, Georgia, your necklace is trying to escape.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't lose this. But it's so old. The clasp sometimes has a mind of its own.
Let me help you.
Well, thank you.
Georgia moves her hair aside, and Lynn reclasps the necklace.
Right. Now, have you ever been to a winter carnival?
A Christmas market. Reindeer illuminations.
Oh, it's magical.
Georgia and Lizzie with Cousin Ella.
Are you excited for Santa?
Smiling children and people enjoying the festivities. At a large illuminated decoration, Georgia, Lizzie, and Ella poke their faces through holes and pose for pictures. Lynn points.
This way, best of the best. See the flower girl.
See?
To one side, a nervous-looking Henry with a serious-faced Michael. Michael nods, then shakes Henry's hand.
Good luck.
Next, at a market stall, Ella runs to greet Graham.
You're right. Let's see everyone.
An illuminated flower crown.
I have a very special crown for a very special girl.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ella. And a few more for the other very special ladies.
Oh, actually. What about me and your mom?
Dad, this is Henry's brother, Graham.
Oh, the Roy Kent of Newborn.
Dad spent the whole flight watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was prepared.
Well, that's exactly what it's like to play professional football.
Your coach is an American football coach turned soccer coach?
Football.
Soccer coach with no prior experience? Who bakes biscuits and makes motivational signs, is heavy on the folksy charm, and still doesn't know what offside is?
Precisely. Minus the mustache.
Michael, I'm feeling quite peckish. Care to join me for a bite?
Oh, I could eat. I'm starving.
We're going to the carnival games. Graham, Georgia? Want to join us?
Yeah, Georgia?
We're going to Santa's Grotto. Everyone, let's meet right back here in an hour.
Perfect.
Enjoy!
They exit. Lizzie walks with Georgia.
So, is that abroad? Did you decide?
I just have to send the email.
Do it! Now!
An email on Georgia's phone. She hits send.
It's official! Oh, I'm so proud of you!
So, I asked Lizzie's dad for permission to marry her.
And?
Well, he shook my hand. Pat me on the back and just walked away. So, you tell me.
Sounds like a yes to me.
I just have to figure out how to do it.
Well, you could put it in her stocking or Christmas cracker.
It's a bit meh.
Too bad you didn't get her for Secret Santa.
It's genius.
Who did you get?
Aunt Serena. Oh, come on, no one's going to swap at me.
Hold that thought.
Graham pulls Georgia aside.
I need your help with something.
He whispers in her ear. Next, Georgia with Archie.
I can get you Aunt Serena.
No can do.
What about my dad?
I love that man. Sure.
I have Georgia. I'm happy to trade, but I don't know, Howard.
Hear me out. I trade you for Georgia, but I give you the gift to give to Howard.
I have Graham.
I can't get you Archie, but I can get you Henry.
They shake hands.
Aunt Serena has Lizzie. I told her I could get her Henry.
No, I just traded you for Henry to Howard.
You traded me.
Focus!
Illuminated decoration. Graham with Aunt Serena.
How about Lynn instead of Henry? And next year, I'll make sure you get first pick.
And the year after.
Deal.
Graham and Georgia collapse on a bench.
I think we did it.
Those kids owe us.
Graham offers his hand. Georgia clasps hands with him. They smile at one another. An aerial view of the Christmas market, then Georgia with Henry.
Thank you for helping getting everything switched.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't worry. She loves you a lot.
Lizzie, Graham.
So, what are the bright Christmas Eve traditions that are upon us?
We have Christmas peanut butter cookies, Christmas carols around the fire.
Is there a go-to song?
Deck of the Halls.
It's a classic.
It was our mom's favorite. It's been a tradition since before I was born. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah.
Across the store, Georgia drifts between displays. She halts, as on a newsstand, she sees a tabloid newspaper with a photo of her and Graham walking along a street. The headline reads, "Football out, new girl in this Christmas." Is he finally settling down? A storekeeper brings cotton candy.
Here you go. He's been wandering around the festival tonight with his new gal. What? Football star Graham Savoy. If you're lucky, you might be able to get an autograph.
She hurries off. Food truck, Lynn.
Has anyone seen the two boys?
Look what we won!
Polar bear Stuffy.
No, that is not coming home with
no,
us.
No, it is for you.
Oh, well, Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
I shall treasure it forever. Right then, shall we go home? Somebody has to get a good night's sleep before Santa's visit.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy Christmas!
Happy
Merry Christmas!
Happy
Merry Christmas!
A visibly upset Georgia, Graham hurries after her.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
Ella gives Graham a hug.
See you tomorrow, babe.
See you tomorrow. Don't forget, Rudolph likes the baby carrots.
Comet likes the big ones.
Exactly.
Oh, my necklace. My necklace is gone.
Are you sure you wore it today?
Yes.
I can help you look.
No, I'm fine.
Want me to come with you?
No. I don't want to make everyone else late for Christmas Eve. I'll be fine. Just go ahead to Lynn and Archie's, get out the Christmas cookies. Yeah, I'll be right behind you.
I'm going to stay and help her look.
Thank you.
Georgia returns to the store.
Georgia.
I said I don't need your help.
I don't understand. Did I do something wrong?
No way. You're Graham Savoy. Oh, what would you like? It's on the house.
I'm good, thanks. Georgia.
Could you sign this for me, please?
It's not exactly a good...
It's for my nephew. He's a huge fan.
The storekeeper holds up the tabloid newspaper. Scowling, Graham signs it.
Smashing.
Do you mind if I take this?
Oh, sure. Hey, happy Christmas, Mr. Savoy.
Georgia, you know I can't run.
He hurries after Georgia, tabloid in hand.
Is this why you're upset? It's not a big deal.
I'm upset because I lost my great-grandmother's necklace that my mother passed down to me the Christmas before she died. And because I foolishly fell for a famous soccer star, who, oh, by the way, has a brother who's about to get engaged to my sister. This, you and me, was never gonna work. It was selfish and dumb. And it was a huge mistake. Oh my gosh, it's at the pub. I had it at the pub.
Can I at least take you?
Go back to your mom's. I'm sorry.
Georgia.
Can I get a quick shot, Graham? Cheers, mate.
Back at the pub, a distraught Georgia weaves between bar patrons. Bartender.
You look awful. What's wrong, darling?
Has anybody turned in a necklace? Looks like this.
Oh.
Photo on phone.
Well, let's have a look.
She steps away, then returns with a shoebox of knickknacks. She pokes through it.
Sorry, hon, I don't think so. Oh. How about a compass necklace? Tell old Mary what's on your mind.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And I just made a really massive decision without really thinking it through.
Oh, you need a drink.
Graham enters the pub.
I think you have a visitor. Cut him some slack. Deep down, he's a really good one.
Hey, we talk.
Tabloid.
This isn't real.
I know. But it has a point.
It's a tabloid. It doesn't have feelings.
What are we doing?
You can't take this stuff seriously. It doesn't mean anything. This happens to me all the time.
Exactly. That's my point. We are two completely different people with completely different lives. I live in America. You live in London. You're a famous football player, and I'm a teacher. It just doesn't matter how much I like you or you like me.
I'm not great at this. So bear with me.
He holds her hands.
I care about you, Georgia. You're funny, smart, and brave. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know you're the first girl who's treated me like a person in a really long time. You get me. I've always been so scared to retire because I never saw a life past football. You made me realize that there could be.
She withdraws her hands from his.
What about Henry and Lizzie?
About them.
You're getting engaged in the morning. What if we try dating or something and it doesn't work out? It's not like we can just never see each other again.
He raises his hand.
Yes?
What if it does? You can't be afraid of what could happen if it doesn't, but you also can't be afraid of what could happen if it does, or something like that.
Did you just quote me to me?
Try not to let the fame go to your head. How about we start by finding your necklace?
No. It's not here. I already asked Mary, so let's just go.
You think this is how I win championships? Give me 2 minutes. Hi, everyone.
What are you doing?
Hope you're enjoying your Christmas Eve. Sorry to interrupt. My lovely friend here has lost a necklace that is very important to her, and we think it's somewhere in this pub. Can you please help us look? Have a little Christmas spirit.
Drinks on the house for the rest of the night for whoever finds it.
Patrons leap from bar stools and rise from tables as they begin searching. In the pub, the search continues.
You're all doing great. Keep it up.
A man holds up a necklace that's not Georgia's.
Good effort, man.
Thank you. It's not here.
Graham frowns, then crouches beside a Christmas tree. Draped over the stand is George's necklace. He holds it up and smiles.
I told you it would turn up.
Thank you.
Georgia pulls her hair up as Graham stands behind her and puts the necklace on for her. She turns to face him and they smile. Graham steps up on a small stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Thank you all for helping us find the necklace. Happy Christmas, everyone. Everyone's drinks are on me.
A view of the pub from outside. Next, in the daytime, snowflakes drift down on London streets. At the Carter home, in the living room, both families are gathered around the Christmas tree opening gifts.
It's so great to be together on Christmas Day.
Cheers.
Lizzie and Georgia clink glasses.
Here we go. This is for you.
Thank you, Michael. That's awfully kind. Ooh.
Archie beams as he unboxes a Christmas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Looking around the room, Aunt Serena takes a large teapot from a gift bag.
Who got me this?
Graham passes Georgia a gift.
Something for you?
Oh, for me.
With everyone watching, Georgia opens the gift box. She unfolds a newborn AFC football shirt. Her name on the back.
This is incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, everyone. Lizzie's next.
I'm your secret Santa.
Okay. Thank you.
Lizzie opens the gift, revealing a ring box.
Oh my gosh.
Henry lowers on one knee.
What is happening? Okay.
She gives the ring box to Henry, and he opens it.
Elizabeth Michelle Bright. You light up my world. You're my best friend. And I love you. Will you marry me?
Yes!
They throw their arms around one another. Lizzie clasps her hands over her mouth. Now, Henry slides the ring onto her finger.
No, but this is perfect. This is perfect.
Later, dining room, Christmas crackers.
That is a joke.
Lynn raises a wine glass.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
They clink glasses with one another.
Let's eat. Yeah.
A Christmas turkey feast.
Hello.
Later, Georgia points to a trifle.
You made that?
Can we talk to you both?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there something going on between you two? No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
We already know. The whole family does.
They've elected us to talk to you.
Right.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. It's been a little bit of a journey. Are you mad?
No. It's amazing.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Our two favorite people hitting it off. Yeah.
Just don't break her heart.
And you don't break his.
Well, as long as you don't break hers.
And you don't break his. Hello.
Georgia and Graham smile at one another. Then, in full view of the family, they throw their arms around one another and kiss. Lynn hugs Georgia. Michael hugs Graham. Newborn Stadium. A match in progress. Caption, 1 year and 1 day later.
And the referee's taking another look at their watch. And that's it. AFC Newborn have won it. And this exceptional Boxing Day crowd.
Teammates surround Graham.
With this win lifting Newborn to the top of the Premier League.
In the crowd, Georgia applauds and hugs Lynn. We
finally see them qualify for the Champions League. The future is certainly bright for Newborn.
Graham runs off the pitch and into Georgia's arms. They kiss. Graham looks back at the pitch and smiles as Georgia rests her chin on his shoulder, one arm around him. He turns back to her and they kiss again. Over the stadium, fireworks explode in the air.